Hi. Is a seat taken? Do you mind if I... I know you're alone. The whole train's empty. It's just us. I was just trying to be polite. You think I could maybe ask you a question? Am I a mutant or something? It's a pretty easy question. And the way you're looking at me right now makes me kind of think I am a mutant. But at least you're looking at me. Well, I've been standing in front of you, rubbing against that safety pole and accidentally lifting this super tight dress for, like, 4 stops now. And you haven't even hit on me once yet. Or even winked. You barely glanced in my direction. So I thought that maybe getting dolled up in this tight nightclub dress and these fuck-me heels and using that safety rail like a stripper pole wasn't as hot as I imagined. Maybe I'm actually a mutant. Maybe if I wanted to find out what your cock looks like, I'd have to put a bag over my head or something. I don't know. And then I saw your phone. And the earbuds. And I noticed you were listening to... audio porn? It's okay, don't be shy. That's when it all clicked in. You were preoccupied and you didn't notice what I was doing. So, now that I'm sitting right next to you and you can smell my perfume and feel my warmth radiating through this thin dress, maybe now I can have your attention. Maybe you can show me what your cock looks like. You are listening to audio porn, right? So, how about we make a deal? I can be your porn right here on this empty train. And in exchange, you can let me put my jacket over your lap. I'll reach under it and I can find out what we're working with here. Does that sound fair to you? So, what was the audio about? Was it kinky? Like something to do with your special fetish? Maybe it was about calling someone mommy. Or maybe it was about being tied up. Or maybe it was really freaky. Like some of that hentai monster girl shit. Maybe it was one of those... long, loving girlfriend simulation things. Oh, don't blush, I'm not judging. It's okay. That's what it was, wasn't it? Do you like listening to that stuff whenever you see me on the train? Even though you're so polite, you try not to stare. You're probably really thinking about reenacting all those filthy things that you listen to. Like you're listening to a set of instructions on how to use me. Maybe you should. Maybe next time you're listening to, I don't know, some hot young teen pretending she's getting speed fucked by you. Maybe you should sneak up on me and grab me by the wrists and turn me around on the train and show me what you really want. Fuck. You've gotten so hard under here. I almost want to take this jacket off your lap. That would be considered indecent, wouldn't it? Even though this train is totally empty, I don't think we'd want to risk something like that, would we? That's why, if you want to reenact something really fucked up from those audios, you should probably make sure we're alone first. That way nobody can hear me scream, right? That way, you can just walk up behind me and surprise me by reaching under my tight dress. Just rip my panties right off. You'd like that, wouldn't you? By the way you twitched, I think that's a yes. And I'll fight you. Of course I'll fight you. Try to wiggle away and be a little bit awkward because I've been taken off guard. And that's when you can teach me to behave by dragging me over the bench and bending me over. Then you can fuck me like you mean it. Next time you see me, I don't want you to hesitate. I don't even care if there's other people on the train. You can just treat me like any of the girls in those audios. They sound so hot when they scream. I want to sound like that for you. I want to scream for you. Even if you have to fuck it out of me. Oh, God, you're twitching so much. You're about to come, aren't you? Does it turn you on getting jerked off by practically a stranger on the train? It doesn't count unless you come while I'm gripping you. While I'm pumping you in my tight, hot fist, okay? Besides, I need you to know that I mean this. What do they call the girls like me in your audios? Free use? That's what I want to be for you. That's what I am from now on. I'm your little free use fuck piece. Usually we're the only two on this train at night anyway. I don't dress like this because I'm going to a party or something. I dress like this for you. So, you can listen to those audios. Take out all your fantasies on me. Which definitely includes coming for me. So come on. Do it. Just let me feel this sexy cock tighten and squeeze and explode while I'm jerking it. Come for me. Come while you think about all the fucked up stuff you're gonna do to me the next time you catch me. That's right. You can do it. Don't be nervous because you're in public. Just fucking come for me. Come right now. Oh, fuck. Fuck, you doing it? Good boy. Oh, you're actually coming for me. You're coming all over a strange girl's hands. Oh, in my jacket. Oh, fuck. That's so messed up. But it is so hot. There you go. That wasn't so hard, was it? Fuck, it is so hot and sticky. I don't know what I'm gonna do with this. I guess I just better lick it all off my fingers. That's so good. I was wondering when this was going to happen between us. Seeing you every night on the train's been driving me fucking crazy. I should say, teasing you every night on this train has been driving me crazy. I hope you enjoyed that. I did. Could you maybe hang on to my jacket for now? Next time I see you, I expect it to be dry cleaned. Oh, and obviously, make sure you're listening to the filthiest audios you've saved. That way, you can do all those things to me. Okay. Oh, this is my stop. I'll see you tomorrow night. Bye, stranger.